Mishnah Yomi, we are learning Mesachas Peah. Today we begin the fourth parak. HaPeah nitnes b'mechubar l'karka. So the general rule, the way Peah works, is that you just leave the corner of the field uncut. As the farmer is harvesting his field, he doesn't cut the last corner and then distribute it to the aniyim. Rather, he leaves it attached to the ground, that final corner, and the aniyim themselves come and they will cut what's there and take for themselves. However, continues the Mishnah, there's a couple of exceptions to this. Bedalus uvadekel, when it comes to vines, that grapevines are suspended high above the ground, they're attached to some other trees or to some lattice work. Uvadekel, or you have a palm tree and the dates are very high up. So balabayis morid mechalik leaniyim. In that, in those particular cases, the owner himself has to go up, and he's the one who cuts down the grapes, cuts down the dates, and he will distribute them to the aniyim. Why? Explains the Bar Tanura. Shein behem sakana. Normally, you leave it for the aniyim uncut because it's not a danger. However, in this situation, sheish sakana baliyasan, since they are so high up when it comes to the dates, when it comes to these grapes on the vine, in that situation, the owner himself has to go up. He has to be the one to harvest it, and then once he cuts them, he then distributes them properly to the aniyim. Reb Shimon Omer, and Reb Shimon says, "Af b'chalike egozim." This applies even to another type of tree. These are nut trees that are very smooth. The Bar Tanura says that ein behem ksharim, there are no knots within the tree, there are no protrusions within the trunk to be able to climb up, but rather it's very smooth. So that tree as well, according to Reb Shimon, the owner would have to be the one to go up and take them from the tree and then distribute them properly to the aniyim. Mishnah continues, afilu tishim v'tisha omim l'chalik ve'echad omer lavuz l'zeh shomim shomar kalacha. Back to the general case where you have the corner of the field, of a grain field, let's say. So let's say you have 100 aniyim came to collect, and 99 said that the vast majority said that we would prefer that the owner cut them for us and then distribute it. But one person says, no, to leave it attached, and we'll come and we'll detach it. And the Tosas Yontav says, afilu hu bari v'chazak yosi mechaverav. He's saying this because he's very strong. He'll be able to remove a lot more than the others, perhaps. Nonetheless, we listen to the one. We don't follow the majority because this one is saying the correct halacha. The correct halacha is that when it comes to peah, in most cases, except these situations where it's very high up, but otherwise, the farmer has to leave them attached to the ground, and the aniyim themselves come and they detach it. Continues the next Mishnah Beis. Bedalos of a dekel ain't okay, but it's not true when it comes to what we saw in the first Mishnah. When it comes to the grapevines and the palm tree, afilu tishim v'tisha omim lavuz. Even if 99 say that we can climb up and we can get it, v'echad omim lechalik. But one says no, I'd rather the owner distribute it, cut it down for us, and then distribute it evenly. L'zeh shomim shomar kalacha. So we listen to the one, not to the majority. And in these unique situations, we have the owner. It's his responsibility to cut down the grapes, to take down the dates, and to distribute it to the aniyim. We'll do one more Mishnah Gimel. Natal mixas peah v'zarka al ashar ein lo baklum. Here you have an ani, a poor person comes to the corner of the field and he cuts down some of the sheaves of grain. And then he decides it's a lot of work, but he doesn't want the other aniyim to take it from him. So he tries to hide the ones that are not yet cut, and therefore what he does is the ones that he does had already cut, he sort of throws on top of the ones that are still attached to the ground. Someone else coming there would not necessarily now be able to see that there's some still attached, and therefore he'll be able to claim all of it for himself. So ein lo ba klum. So he gets nothing in this situation. The way most Mefarshim explain is that he even loses the ones that he cut. This is what he's doing is totally inappropriate. He's stealing, preventing other aniyim from collecting what's due to them. and therefore he doesn't get anything. Some say, no, he does get what he removed. He just doesn't get the ones that are now hiding underneath the ones that he threw on top of it. Or if a nafalo alea, or perish taliso alea, let's say he himself threw his whole body over the ones that are not cut. He put a talis, he put some sort of garment over the ones that aren't yet cut. So the halach is mavirin osahimena. So the halach is that we take that which he is covering, either by his body or by his garment, and we say no, you do not, you have no right to what is covered. And again, it could be someone to say maybe he doesn't even get the ones he already cut in that situation, but certainly the ones that he has covered with his cloak or with his body, he has no right. That has to still be left for the other aniyim. And the Mishnah concludes, v'chein b'leket v'chein b'omer shikha. And these rulings in this last Mishnah, that it's only yours what you have already literally picked up or removed, applies not only to Peah, but also other matnas aniyim, other gifts that are left for the poor, the leket, which we'll learn more about coming up in the Masechta, which is that which falls during the reaping and of the field, and the owner cannot collect, but has to leave for the aniyim, as well as the shitcha, which are certain leaves that the person, the farmer, forgot to cut while he was going through his field. So those things as well, you have to actually has to go in there and take them. You can't just throw something over them or hide them. And if he does that, he has no rights to it, but rather all aniyim have equal access to those which have not yet been removed, which have not yet been cut.